A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
This song called I Will Forever Love You. Yeah. I Will Forever Love You is a promise a living master would give to any of his disciples while he is alive. Forever means forever. Just like Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you till the end of the world.
I stand. life after life, birth after rebirth, our souls venture across the expansive universe, meeting new faces, seeing new places, making new friends. Despite all the warmth, the wonders, the joy we find in our mosaic of memories, they are only ephemeral. From one journey to the next, we move on in the cycle of life and death, ever searching for that limitless, unconditional love. For it is only in realizing this omnipresent divine love that our hearts will be opened and souls liberated. The true love you'll find only by my side. When your journey ends, I'll send you my sign. Greetings, gracious viewers. Today's program features David Shire, a prolific American songwriter and composer, whose brilliant contributions to stage musicals, film, and television scores have earned him an Oscar and 2 Grammy Awards, as well as multiple Tony and Emmy nominations. For his film scores or for Pops programs, Mr. Shire has conducted a number of orchestras, including the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, Irish Film Orchestra, the London Symphony, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Munich Symphony, and the San Francisco Opera Orchestra. David Shire was born in Buffalo, New York, to mother Esther Miriam and father Irving Daniel Shire, the Buffalo Society band leader and piano teacher. In an interview during Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert in September 2010, Mr. David Shire spoke about his father's profound influence.
My father was a musician, a society band leader and piano teacher of pop music, which in those days was show music. So I have a picture when I was about 5 years old of sitting on his knee at the piano, and he's guiding my hands. So that's where it all began. When most kids were listening to nursery rhymes, I was listening to him teach the music of Cole Porter and Rogers and Gershwin and Jerome Kern. Those songs were kind of my nursery rhymes. And I followed my dad into music. I just thought what he did was so glamorous and so wonderful that I had to do the same. So soon I took from a classical teacher and studied jazz and pop with my dad.
Musically endowed, David Shire enrolled at the Ivy League school, Yale University, where he was a Phi Beta Kappa honor student with a double major in English and music. It was here that he met his longtime theater collaborator, lyricist Richard Maltby Jr. They wrote their first 2 musicals together, which were produced by the Yale Dramatic Association. After graduating magna cum laude in 1959, Mr. Shire stayed in New York City, where he began working in theater, and was the pit pianist for the original productions of the 1960 musical The Fantastics and the multi-Tony Award-nominated Funny Girl, starring Barbara Streisand, an Oscar, Emmy, Grammy, and Tony Award-winning performing artist. Mr. Shire and Miss Streisand would continue to work together for several years, and she recorded 5 of his songs.
Starting here, starting now, when we walk, we'll walk together, year by year.
David Shire, meanwhile, partnered with Mr. Maltby in the creation of musicals. Their first off-Broadway show, The Sap of Life, was produced in 1961. They went on to garner much acclaim, being nominated for the 1977 Grammy for Best Cast Album for their off-Broadway revue, Starting Here, Starting Now, and winning the 1990 Outer Critics Circle Award for Best Off-Broadway Musical for their musical revue, Closer Than Ever. On Broadway, the talented duo also collaborated on musicals, such as Baby, for which they received 2 Tony nominations for Best Original Score and Best Musical in 1984, and Big, which garnered them a Tony nomination for Best Score in 1996. Mr. Shire also wrote the music to Take Flight, a musical that premiered at the award-winning Meunier Chocolate Factory in London, United Kingdom, in 2007.
My father's pride was in his hands. The piano was his soul. I watched in wonder as he played show tunes miles off from rock and roll. What he loved, he taught me. Now music's what I do. And often when I'm writing in my hands, Dad's there too. If I sing, you are the music. If I fly, you're why I'm good. If my hands can find some magic, you're the one who said they could. When the child who's still inside me finds a song in empty air, when there is joy in making music, it is you.
David Shire's illustrious career in television began in the 1960s, and he has since earned 5 Emmy nominations. Among his numerous credits are U.S. director Glenn Jordan's 1991 movie, Sarah, Plain and Tall, Oprah Winfrey's The Women of Brewster Place in 1989, the 1990 Golden Globe-winning miniseries, The Kennedys of Massachusetts, Christopher Reeve's 1998 film Rear Window, and more. Mr. Shire also composed the theme song for the 8-time Golden Globe Award-winning CBS series Alice, with lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman. The extraordinary Mr. Shire began scoring feature films in the 1970s. He wrote the music for the 1976 Academy Award-winning film All the President's Men, starring Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman. In 1980, Mr. David Shire was nominated for 2 Oscars, winning the Academy Award for Best Music Original Song for It Goes Like It Goes, lyrics by Norman Gimbel, in the movie Norma Rae, starring Oscar winner Sally Field and Grammy winner Beau Bridges.
Talking about Norma Rae, the song It Goes Like It Goes that won the Academy Award almost didn't get written. The producers of the film had selected the famous country singer Waylon Jennings to sing the title song. And our instruction, our being me and Norman Gimbel, the lyricist, was to write an appropriate song for Waylon Jennings. He passed on the project. So Norman and I had to find another singer with the producers. And we set on Jennifer Warnes, who was a pop singer of that time who had a pretty good profile. And we wrote It Goes Like It Goes for her, which was quite a different, and she performed it, and we got an Academy Award out of it.
David Shire's work on the 1977 iconic film Saturday Night Fever, starring Oscar-nominated actor John Travolta, earned the composer 2 Grammy Awards and a Golden Globe nomination, while his music written for The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 was nominated for the Anthony Asquith Award for Film Music at the 1976 British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA, Awards. Mr. David Shire also scored the music for the 2007 critically acclaimed movie Zodiac, directed by Golden Globe and BAFTA winner David Fincher.
Saturday Night Fever was a project that I was involved with because the director, John Badham, I knew from college. He was the stage manager of the first musical that I ever wrote, which was produced up at Yale. And when he came to Hollywood and started doing movies, I scored a few television movies for him. And then suddenly he was promoted to doing a feature, which was Saturday Night Fever. And he called and asked if I would do the job. Saturday Night Fever, as you know, was mainly the Bee Gees. And I was called in to do the connectives and do background music based on the Bee Gees music, the songs they wrote for the picture. But my reward was that I got to write 4 original songs for the picture, 3 of which were on the album, the famous album that at the time was the largest selling LP. So I got to write disco music. And that was fun, quite different from Norma Rae. But that's the nature of movie music. Each project, what's exciting is that you're suddenly in a different world, a different collection of characters, a different musical style. Can be symphonic for one movie, like Return to Oz, and then the next movie can be rock and roll, or disco, or a kind of high-class country music, I guess you'd call it. Norma Rae. We'll be right back.
David Shire's songs have been recorded by a number of renowned artists, such as Julie Andrews, Glenn Campbell, Robert Goulet, Johnny Mathis, Maureen McGovern, Melissa Manchester, John Pizzarelli, Kathy Lee Gifford, Michael Crawford, Vanessa Williams, Liz Calloway, Lynn Wintersteller, and many others. His 1979 duet, With You I'm Born Again, with lyrics by Carol Connors, became one of the most successful singles for Motown recording artists Syreeta Wright and Billy Preston, as it soared on international charts, reaching number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the UK singles chart.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none,
reaching through this world in need of one.
Come show me your kindness. In your arms, I know I'll find this. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
You also co-wrote a song called In Our Hands, which was the theme song for the United Nations World Summit for Children. What was your inspiration for that, writing that song?
David Pomeranz, the lyricist, was asked to write the lyrics for it and called me and asked me if I would like to do the music. We were both members of a political action organization which was involved with political action for world hunger, mainly. And so we knew each other from that organization. And he thought I would be the right composer to do the In Our Hands.
Some of your songs have been recorded by famous performers such as Barbara Streisand, Julie Andrews, and Johnny Mathis, just to name a few. How do you feel about your music being performed by these famous and iconic figures?
Well, it's thrilling. I mean, it's a pleasure that never seems to age. It's always a thrill to have an iconic performer sing your songs. I mean, as a composer, unless the song is given birth into the world through a performance, it really doesn't exist as far as the public is concerned. So it's always exciting, and especially with, say, somebody like Barbara Streisand. I think she recorded 5 of our songs. And it's thrilling. Never tired of listening to them, and the performances hold up through the years.
Road seems so long. I hope I'll be strong, afraid on my own. I think I'm halfway home.
Mr. David Shire now serves on the Executive Council of the Dramatists Guild of America and is a trustee of the Rockland Conservatory of Music, which is a not-for-profit chartered by the Board of Regents of the State of New York and a certified member of the National Guild for Community Arts Education. He and his beloved wife, actress Didi Kahn, who is the national celebrity spokesperson for Autism Speaks, completed the pilot for a new animated musical television series that they co-created and co-produced, entitled Didi Lightful. On September 27, 2008, Didi Kahn performed with David Shire and Lynn Wintersteller at a benefit performance in Nyack, New York, for His Excellency Barack Obama, now the 44th President of the United States and 2009 Nobel Peace Laureate. Mr. David Shire is currently working with award-winning writer and New York Times best-selling author Adam Gopnik on a new musical.
Ain't no miracle being born, people doing it. It's a little bit better, and maybe what's bad gets
David Shire, ladies and gentlemen.
In the course of his remarkable musical career, Mr. David Shire was introduced to the poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. The eminent composer was inspired to set two of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems to music for the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert titled Gifting Peace. Hosted by vegans, 4-time U.S. basketball NBA champion John Sally, and CNN and CBS legal analyst and attorney Lisa Bloom, the event was a celebration of Supreme Master Ching Hai's universal message of love. Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts participated as invited guest speaker, while presenters included animal welfare advocate and television host Brandy Williams and American actor Patrick Kilpatrick. In addition to Mr. Shire's compositions, The concert also premiered heartfelt song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry by other esteemed American composers, including Oscar and Emmy winning Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, and Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe. The events also featured unforgettable performances by multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna Lewis, Grammy-nominated vegan singer and producer Kashif, Tony-nominated singer-actress Liz Calloway, Tony Award-winning singer and four-time Grammy nominee Melba Moore, Tony Award-winning singer Karen Ziemba, and many talented others. Together with Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester, Mr. David Shire presented his song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems for The Afternoon Walk and A Lonesome Night before an audience of distinguished guests.
Well, clearly one of the most eminent composers of our time, Mr. David Shire has composed prolifically for theater, film, television, and recordings. He has been honored with two Grammy Awards and an Academy Award, along with multi-Tony and Emmy nominations. Among Mr. Shire's long list of film scores are the Oscar-winning theme song for Norma Rae, titled It Goes Like It Goes, the well-known scores for Francis Coppola film The Conversation with Gene Hackman, and for Saturday Night Fever, the achievement that won him the two Grammy Awards.
Great list. Moreover, his hundreds of television scores likewise have garnered five Emmy nominations. They include Glenn Close's Sarah, Plain and Tall, Christopher Reeve's Rear Window, and Oprah Winfrey's The Women of Brewster Place. Mr. Shire has also conducted exciting pops programs with some of the world's most respected symphony orchestras, while also leaving a legacy in musical theater with multiple Tony nominations, works produced worldwide, and songs that have been sung by the likes of Barbara Streisand, Johnny Mathis, Vanessa Williams, as well as one brilliant singer who will be performing with Mr. Shire today.
And her name is Ms. Melissa Manchester. Her gift for music took flight early in her youth, and she quickly rose from being a backup singer for Bette Midler in Carnegie Hall to just months later performing for sold-out audiences across the country and releasing hit singles like Midnight Blue and Whenever I Call You a Friend. Ms. Manchester has also performed popular songs like Don't Cry Out Loud and You Should Hear How She Talks About You, which won her a Grammy Award for Best Female Vocalist.
She was the first in history to sing two Oscar-nominated songs in the same Academy Awards Global telecast. Miss Manchester continues to be active in the fields of television, musicals, and film scoring, and was recently celebrated by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for her contributions. Please enjoy For the Afternoon Walk and A Lonesome Night, poems by Supreme Master Ching Hai and vocals by Melissa Manchester. The composer, Mr. David Shire, will be providing accompaniment on the piano.
How's everybody doing so far? Are you enjoying this afternoon? Yeah, it's very touching, isn't it? Very touching.
Hi. This has been a doubly pleasurable occasion for me, for not only have I had the great honor of collaborating with Supreme Master Ching Hai on two songs for The Afternoon Walk and A Lonesome Night, but I've had the great joy of working again with a dear old friend, Melissa Manchester, who's going to perform them. So here first is For The Afternoon Walk.
Thanks for the day.
After sharing the stage with David Shire for their enthralling performance, Grammy winner Melissa Manchester expressed her thoughts on working with him.
Well, because of David's unusual and very dramatic music, poetry is not usually lyric. Poetry is meant to be read aloud, not necessarily sung. But to achieve a lyrical quality with poetry through the music that it's laying on top of is really quite astounding, and it really got me. It really, really got me, and I was very touched at how beautiful the images were and how completely the atmosphere was created. So there was a lot to work with her beautiful words and with his magnificent music. It was really great, and I haven't seen him in such a long time. He's such an old friend, so it was really touching.
At the conclusion of Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary concert, we had the honor to speak in depth with composer David Shire about his impressions.
Mr. Shire, thank you for your wonderful contribution to the concert this evening.
Thank you.
And for being part of Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary celebrations. It's an incredible honor for us.
It's an honor for me, too.
Please, can you share your feelings of how you felt the concert went, and what were your favorite parts?
I just was amazed at the variety of it. It was just everything from rock and roll to dance to singing. It was just wonderful. Just in awe of the whole logistics of it, that with such diminishment of ego, everyone here works, kind of the banishment of ego. Everyone here kind of just lets it flow, and by God, it gets done, and it's kind of joyous.
You composed some beautiful music to accompany two of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems. Can you tell us why you selected these poems?
They seemed to fall more in a song form. It was an interesting exercise because I didn't think of them as pop song. It was a pleasure to do them because I don't usually get a chance to do what I call art songs. You know, I tend to write more popular music with a steady rhythm, and these songs were, at least the way I felt this poetry, what it needed was a kind of almost a classical approach.
Oscar and Emmy winner David Shire certainly has an exceptional gift for creating music of a colorful array of genres. Not only has he received honors and critical acclaim, Mr. Shire is also well respected by those who have had the privilege of working with him. He shared with us his views on songwriting and the special role of music.
What do you think that performers love about your music? Is it that they make a personal connection with the songs that you write?
I think it's because of the dramatic contribution I make. As someone who writes principally for the theater, I take a kind of playwright's approach to writing songs. Each song is kind of a little play, a little scene, with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I think like a playwright, although I'm writing like a musician. And I think performers, especially theater performers, enjoy that because it gives them something to play. And it's a growing emotion or an emotion that suddenly takes a little left turn or a right turn. And that's as much the lyricist's responsibility as the composer's. But that's the way I like to work. And that's the kind of song that's most exciting for me to write.
Do you feel that music and the arts are a powerful tool by which we can elevate consciousness or promote peace and promote friendship amongst people and all beings?
Absolutely. I think music does all of that kind of elevation. It's an art that comes from the soul. All of the arts come really, I think, from the soul. Music kind of picks up where words fall off, the things you can't say with words, that you can't pin down in a sentence or a paragraph, a Mahler symphony can explicate.
Speaking about promoting peace through the arts, you may be aware that Supreme Master Television is broadcast worldwide, and it's dedicated to promoting peace and unity throughout the world with both our human co-inhabitants and our animal co-inhabitants.
That's why I'm very proud to be asked. I Googled the Supreme Master and read all about her, and I thought, well, how wonderful that she's heard of me. And I think it's an amazing organization. I had no idea, really, even going on the website and reading all about the Supreme Master and her organization until I got here today and saw the elaborateness of this. This is just one small part, really, this wonderful television studio. And I'm just delighted to be part of it. I think the more organizations like this that exist, and the more people like the Supreme Master who exist, the greater chance this planet has of surviving. And not only surviving, but flourishing. And being whole. I must say that I, in reading today the booklet about the Supreme Master and vegetarianism, that I'm very tempted. I may give it a try. I've given it a try before, but maybe it's time that I try it again. And I've meditated on and off through my entire life, but maybe it's time for me to meditate again. Maybe this is a message.
In addition to finding Supreme Master Ching Hai's ideals in line with his own, the soulful Mr. David Shire can also relate to her as a fellow artist. Having seen some of her original work beyond her writing, Mr. Shire expressed his thoughts on Supreme Master Ching Hai's creations.
You knew of Supreme Master Ching Hai through her poetry and her books. You might be aware also that as well as being a poet and an author, Supreme Master Ching Hai has other artistic talents such as painting and designing clothes and jewelry.
I'm familiar with her spiritual teachings and with her poetry, but I know that she is involved in all these other pursuits, and I'm always in awe of so-called Renaissance human beings who, if their music genes aren't working that day, they go to their art genes. And if their art genes aren't working, they go to their clothing, fashion design genes. I think that's just great. And I think it's probably because of the largeness of the Supreme Master's soul that she has the kind of largeness of artistic temperament.
Mr. David Shire also commented on messages of compassion contained within Supreme Master Ching Hai's books and teachings. He shared her number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, with his animal-loving son, Daniel.
I have a son who's autistic. And from the time he was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3, he's responded to dogs and animals almost more than, or as much as to people. And when I was sent the the dog book of Supreme Master Ching Hai. I shared it with my son, and we went through. We have two dogs and a bird and two cats and a turtle and three fish and a lot of mouths to feed, but I guess not as many as the Supreme Master has to feed. But animals have meant so much to my son. It's really been astounding to see how animals have brought him out as much as he can be brought out. He's got an astounding memory, but he remembers things about animals more than about people. We can ask him the name of a neighbor's dog that that existed when he was three, and he'll not remember the name of the neighbors, but he'll remember the name of the dog. It all makes such easy sense. I mean, what she says is unassailable. You can't fault it for its logic or the kind of affection and compassion that her messages are bathed in. I have very little to say except I agree with so much of it and am anxious to explore it more. I'm going to be visiting her website and reading some of the literature that I've picked up here, and having eaten vegan all weekend.
Indeed, during Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary celebration, all participants and guests were treated to wholesome, scrumptious plant-based meals. In addition to taste, the cruelty-free lifestyle is optimal for our health and that of the planet. Composer David Shire remarked on the logic of veganism and his support for it.
The logic of it is, you know, unassailable. You read that, for instance, a one-acre field can produce 800,000 calories of vegetable calories, but if it's used as cattle feed, only 200,000 calories of beef or meat feed. And you can't argue with that, of course. It's just that we are so addicted, we meat eaters, and maybe it's time to move to the next level. Where I live back in New York on the Hudson River, there's a neighbor of ours who's, I think, a vegan gourmet chef. And the first time I went over to her house for dinner, she served this elaborate meal, which was absolutely amazing, and when I got done with it, she told me that it was a vegetarian meal, and I would have never guessed that. It was really wonderful.
During the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, Mr. David Shire and other distinguished artists were invited to participate in the Greenest Heroes Gala, co-hosted by the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, Mayor of Cancun, and the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association. Just hours before the gala, Supreme Master Ching Hai spontaneously invited the esteemed talents to her hotel suite for a cordial vegan brunch, which she personally prepared. It was the first time for some composers, singers, and musicians to be meeting the world-renowned humanitarian, spiritual teacher, and poet in person. Everyone joined an intimate conversation that touched on climate change, spiritual blessings, breatharianism, music, and the gala.
2 days ago, yeah, my ticket was to New York, and I said, what's up? She says, change your ticket and come to Cancun.
Good decision.
Thank you.
Very well.
Oh, very
wise. Yes. You don't know what you could be doing tonight. You never know. You never know what the ripple effect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You never know how many lives you save. You know, mm-hmm. one thing leads to another. You never know. Absolutely. You never know how many hearts you touch tonight. And these are decision makers. Mm. Some of them. You see what I mean? Give them your level of wisdom.
Be an example.
The heart, give everything, so that they decide the right things for our beautiful place. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for younger people.
Oh, for that man.
Like you, you need the planet for you.
But to just walk on the beach here, with the water so blue and the sand so
isn't that beautiful
white
to
and
keep
clean and yes
to save the water
so soft.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's so worthy, you know. I mean, I've been in other planets as well, you know, spiritually, but not every are so beautiful like this. Yeah. Some are more beautiful for sure. It's just different.
Yes.
But this planet is truly a marvel, a jewel.
During the uplifting event, guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai, the Honorable Mayor Zaragoza of Cancun, and Lady Mayoress of Cancun, Ms. Patty Meneses de Hernandez, presented the Greenest Heroes distinction to 8 laureates who promote the plant-based lifestyle. These compassionate luminaries were 3-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, acclaimed soprano opera singer Carrie Walsh, accomplished film producer Julie Bergman Sender, ultra-endurance athlete and attorney Rich Roll, leading communication coach, master of charisma Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tuttle, and the evening's 2 masters of ceremonies, Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and actress Mariana Tosca. The elegant occasion featured keynote speeches from VIP guests, the 44th President of Costa Rica, His Excellency Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, and Her Excellency Mary Robinson, 7th President of Ireland. Attendees also enjoyed exuberant performances, including those inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. From acclaimed artists such as Al Jardine, founding member of the iconic Beach Boys, Tony Award-winning singer Melba Moore singing to the music of 2-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha, soprano Carrie Walsh, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, and award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Filippa Giordano. During this special gala, Mr. David Shire took to the stage for stirring performances of his original composition based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, Visiting Me, as well as his Academy Award-winning song, It Goes Like It Goes, lyrics by Norman Gimbel. The songs were sung by the gifted soprano singer and actress, Lynn Wintersteller.
yesterdays and the
The Greenest Heroes Gala, composer David Shire had a warm conversation with Supreme Master Ching Hai during the signing of her new book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer.
We've written three songs together now.
Come on, I can't believe it. Please sit down. I can't believe you did that. Come on, hey, you're a genius, you. You're a genius. Not just Oscar winning, but you're a genius. And wrote just like that.
Monday, I rolled around under the piano because I didn't think I could write anything.
Oh, my God.
And Tuesday morning, I picked a poem.
Yeah.
And by Tuesday afternoon, it was done. Wednesday, she rehearsed it.
Oh, my God.
And here I am in piano.
Oh, even miracles took longer than that.
Yeah, you must have sent me some energy.
You made miracles. You know, we human are powerful. Just learn to believe it, and you can do anything. You come here tonight. That's helping the planet.
Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful.
God bless you.
God bless you.
The Oscar and two-time Grammy winner David Shire's new works will also be presented at Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration on August 27, 2011, in the world premiere of a new Broadway-style musical titled The Real Love. Inspired by a true love story, the musical will be brought to life by a 40-member cast featuring Tony winners Daisy Egan and Katie Huffman, as well as Tony nominees Adam Pascal and Robert Tortu, with special guest stars including Tony winner Betty Buckley, Lori Cadavida, Marty Ingalls, Oscar winner Shirley Jones, Emmy winner Faith Rivera, Lynn Winterstella and Philippa Giordano. A 20-piece orchestra will be performing original songs based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry and set to music by Mr. David Shire himself, as well as Oscar winner Al Kasha, Oscar and Emmy winner Bill Conti, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Emmy nominee Doug Kataros. In addition, legendary American singer-songwriter Don McLean will join the celebratory event, singing some of his greatest hits such as American Pie and I Love You So, Vincent, Starry Starry Night, and more. All the magic and excitement will take place at the historic Pasadena Civic Auditorium, one of the most esteemed performance halls in the USA, which has played host to the Primetime Emmy Awards, the People's Choice Awards, Broadway musicals, world-class ballet, symphony orchestras, and celebrity speakers. A complimentary post-reception vegan banquet will be catered by some of LA's finest plant-based restaurants. For details on The Real Love Musical, please visit www.therealovemusic.com.
Our deep gratefulness, Mr. David Shire, for your genuine heart in sharing your brilliant music, which helps beautify our world. May heaven bless you and your lovely family, as we wish you continued success in enriching the lives of all through your creative energy and generosity. Cherished viewers, earlier in our program, you've enjoyed the song I Will Forever Love You, music, lyrics, and vocals by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Next, we heard Starting Here, Starting Now, sung by Barbra Streisand, and If I Sing, with vocals by Richard Newins, both written by David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr. Following that were excerpts of David Shire's Manhattan Skyline and Night on Disco Mountain. We also enjoyed With You, I'm Born Again, performed by Billy Preston and Syreeta Wright, and Halfway Home, vocals by Maureen McGovern, with music by David Shire and lyrics by Carol Connors. David Shire performed his song adaptation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem For the Afternoon Walk, with vocals by Melissa Manchester, at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. The songs Visiting Me, adapted to music by Mr. David Shire from a poem written by Supreme Master Ching Hai in her youth, and It Goes Like It Goes, which David Shire wrote with Norman Gimbel, were performed by the composer on the piano with vocalist Lynn Wintersteller at the Greenest Heroes Gala on December 5, 2010 in Cancun, Mexico. Also presented was Supreme Master Television's exclusive interview with Mr. David Shire.
Carol Connors is a celebrated songwriter, singer, and humanitarian. She has been presented with several accolades for her work, including Outstanding Achievement in Music for Film at the 2009 Tallahassee Film Festival and Musical Achievement in Cinema Award at the Treasure Coast International Film Festival. Ms. Carol Connors has also earned nominations for Oscar, Emmy, Grammy, and Golden Globe Awards. She co-penned many famous songs, including Gonna Fly Now, theme from Rocky, a box office mega-hit.
Richard Maltby Jr., born in Ripon, Wisconsin, is a noted writer, lyricist, and theater director and producer. He conceived and directed the only two musical revues to ever win the Tony Award for Best Musical, Ain't Misbehavin' and Fosse. Besides his prolific work in theater, he was the lyricist for the Broadway musicals Miss Saigon, Nick and Nora, and Big. He also wrote the Crystal Award-winning screenplay of Miss Potter, the Golden Globe-nominated biopic film directed by Chris Noonan and starring Renee Zellweger and Ewan McGregor.
The lyrics of Norman Gimbel, a native of Brooklyn, New York, USA, can be heard in Dean Martin's rendition of Sway, which reached number 6 on the UK singles chart, and Andy Williams' recording of the jazz song Canadian Sunset, which topped at number 7 on the Billboard chart. He produced the English language lyrics to Brazilian and French songs, including the bossa nova classic Tom Jobim's The Girl from Ipanema, which won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year, and French composer Michel Legrand's music for the 1964 film The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
He won another Grammy Award for Song of the Year for Killing Me Softly with his song. Norman Gimbel has also been very active in film and television, being nominated for 2 Oscars along with composer Charles Fox, and winning the Academy Award for Best Original Song for It Goes Like It Goes from the film Norma Rae, music by David Shire.
Billy Preston, born in Houston, Texas, USA, was a highly acclaimed rhythm and blues musician, songwriter, and Grammy Award-winning solo artist. In addition to his top singles on the US Billboard Hot 100, such as the number one hits Will It Go Round in Circles and Nothing from Nothing, Billy Preston collaborated with some of the most celebrated artists of the music industry, such as the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Aretha Franklin, the Jackson 5, Bob Dylan, Elton John, Eric Clapton, and many more.
Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, USA, Streeta Wright was a singer-songwriter who recorded professionally under the single name Streeta after emerging from the 1970s Motown scene. She made notable collaborations with Stevie Wonder and Billy Preston, co-writing the lyrics for songs such as Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, and Stevie Wonder's album, Where I'm Coming From. A number of her singles made it on the charts in the United States and United Kingdom, including With You, I'm Born Again, 1979.
American singer and Broadway actress Maureen McGovern was born in Ohio, USA. Her recording of The Morning After from the movie The Poseidon Adventure in 1972 won the Oscar for Best Original Song and topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Ms. McGovern's rendition of We May Never Love Like This Again from the 1974 film The Towering Inferno. In 1974, also garnered an Oscar, and she also sang the Oscar-nominated Wherever Love Takes Me for the British film Gold. On Broadway, she has performed in Little Women the Musical, which earned her a 2005 Drama Desk Award nomination.
American operatic soprano Carol Neblett was born in California, USA, and has performed all over the world. She made her operatic debut with the New York City Opera in 1969 and sang a number of leading roles with the company, from La Traviata to Ariadna of Naxos to Mephistophel. Carol Neblett also sang with the Metropolitan Opera and the Met. And for Queen Elizabeth's 25th Jubilee celebration at Covent Garden, she sang the part of Minnie in La Fanciulla del West with the legendary tenor Placido Domingo.
Actress and soprano Lynn Winterstella is well known for her work in theater. For her starring role in the original production of the off-Broadway musical Closer Than Ever by David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr., Ms. Winterstella was nominated for a Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Actress in a Musical. She was also featured in the original 1993 production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Musical Revue, A Grand Night for Singing, which received a Tony Award nomination for Best Musical.
During the COP16 in Mexico in December 2010, Ms. Winterstella performed at the Greenest Heroes Gala, co-hosted by the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, Mayor of Cancun, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
I love her. I'm calling her Mommy Heart. We had a special treat to meet her. She had us up to her room, and she cooked for us. I mean, it was a spread of food, and there's so much more backstage that she brought and wants everybody to take a bag of food home. So she's quite remarkable. She really is. Mommy Heart, I love you. It was an honor to meet her. My consciousness is elevated. It really is. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep elevating yourself, because as you elevate yourself, you elevate us. And God bless you, and I love you, Mommy Heart. I'll never forget you. I won't forget you. I hope I see you again. I know I'll see you again. There are no coincidences in life.
Be veg, go green, save the planet, please.
Wonderful viewers, thank you for watching today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Up next is Vegetarian Elite. May heavenly melodies fill your hearts with joy and benevolence for all.
There was so much to work with Supreme Master Qinghai's words, because she really captured the essence of isolation, and on the other hand, she captured the essence of gratitude, the longing. Even when it's bittersweet, there's still sweetness and hope in Supreme Master's words, and as a singing actor, that's a lot to work with.
Please tune in on Saturday, July 16th, 2011, for a tribute to Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter and actress Melissa Manchester, with our exclusive interview and beautiful music from Miss Manchester's distinguished career, as well as her rendition of a song adaptation from the poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai by Oscar and Grammy winner David Shire, here on Supreme Master Television's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry.
Lonely like I've never been so lonely. Sad like I've never been so sad. Like a bird looking for a cozy nest.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MP.